If there's a instruction to be taken from the talk yesterday on not self, if there's a purpose for these teachings, I think of it as the central purpose or central instruction is to trust being radically simple. As soon as we talk about self, not self, and such things, it can get very complicated in the mind, and ideas and concepts. There can be a lot of self-consciousness since you're a central player in the world of yourself. But those teachings point to being alive now, here, with the radical simplicity where each thing that occurs, everything, each thing that we perceive and know is allowed to be itself without the weight of needing to be connected to ideas of self. Your breathing, as you breathe, the sensations of breathing in can simply be sensations breathing in with no reference to my breathing. My attainments, my needs, how I am doing. And without reference to a self, ideas, thoughts, to allow the sensations of breathing in and breathing out to just be what they are on their own. I would venture to say that your body has been more often breathing just fine without you paying attention to your breathing. Your body knows how to do it. To allow the body to breathe itself, and for awareness to be simple, open, allowing, so it knows the breathing in its simplest form. No before and no after. The poignancy of the experience at this moment. As you breathe in, the movements of the belly, the chest, the sensations in the nostrils can just occur as they do without comparison to past in-breaths and past out-breaths. In simplicity, it occurs without reference to ideas of how it should be. How it actually is enough. The exhale is just the exhale. The simplicity of sitting here in a body, the body supported by the chair or your cushion, without a lot of ideas of what a body is even. Perhaps the contact with your body and the chair and the cushion. There's a merging or melting of the two together. So there's just pressure, weight, hardness, softness. In the most radical simplicity of just attention to what is, there actually is no chair or cushion. And amazingly, there is no body. Of course you have a body, and of course there's a chair, but if we only are tuning into the simplicity of what we actually directly feel, sense, perceive, before we add on top of it our concepts and ideas, there's just pressure, warmth, coolness, tingling, vibration. When we feel the body, weight, tightness, contraction, looseness, openness. Sometimes in the radical simplicity of experiencing directly without thinking about or having ideas of what is, there can be a lot of space and openness for each thing that occurs to be itself. For each sensation, sound, is liberated from ourselves. It isn't so much that we become free or liberated in this practice. That's just more self. But awareness liberates all that it knows. So each thing that arises and passes in the present moment is allowed to be as it is. And it gets more interesting when things are uncomfortable. The poignancy and immediacy just now, just this very moment of something uncomfortable. No before and after. No predictions. no tying it to ideas of what should or shouldn't happen, what will and won't happen. Allowing what is uncomfortable to float in the vast sea of space, of openness, allowing it to become free of us without needing to refer it back to us, just this. Emotions occur. And what it would be like to be radically simple with an emotion, giving it freedom to be what it is, trusting a simple openness to the immediacy of the emotion, feeling it as an experience in the body. Perhaps free of our thoughts and ideas and before and after. Perhaps some freedom, even if it's intuitive sense of freedom, of the emotion free of self. Doesn't have to be seen as my emotion happening to me. Just an experience of the moment. And all kinds of thoughts may occur. And what it would be like to perceive thoughts with radical simplicity, not making a lot of them, doing anything with them, and allowing each thought, leaving it alone. In a sense, we liberate whatever we think from self-preoccupation, self-reference, the need for it to be different, the need for it to stay. Clearly seeing a thought as something that arises and exists just now. No before and after. Its own unique, natural event. That we don't have to think about or do anything with, but see simply as phenomena. And this practice of radical simplicity also applies to ways in which we are not radically simple. If there's clinging, attachment, compulsion in our thoughts and feelings. If there is self-making and self-concern, being self-conscious as we do this, what would it be like to be radically simple about that? Simply aware. This is self-conscious. In the radical simplicity of this moment, no before and after. It's a moment of clinging. In simplicity, it's just clinging. It's not your clinging. A pressure to think. A gravitational pull into emotions. Just a moment of pressure, a pulling. Allowing each particular thing to arise and pass with a simplicity of awareness. That maybe is supported by relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing the control tower, softening the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, perhaps an awareness that comes more from letting go of doing than it is doing. Because a simple, relaxed, non-doing mind will be aware. Perhaps letting go of doing in favor of letting go into the simplicity of awareness, content to be aware of what arises. Each thing in its particularity of the moment. Anything and everything that you can be aware of can be known simply. Whatever complexity there is can simply be known as complexity. With no before and after, just this, just for now, this is how it is. As we continue sitting here, you might fall back on, depend on, a radical trusting of radical simplicity. Trust simplicity of awareness more than you trust anything else. one taste for how radically simple awareness can know is the way that you're aware at the first instant that something new arises, before you think about it or label it, or before you know what it is. The first arising of a sound, first instant of a sensation. Before there's a reaction and a response. And if that first instant gives you a taste of how simple it can be, let that be an inspiration and guide, encouragement to stay close to that simplicity. another taste of this radical simplicity of awareness is to be aware of what's happening in the immediacy of now without being troubled by it. Without having it be any kind of problem. It's just the moment of now, just the experience now. It's just this, no problem. Problems belong to before and after. a little word that can be a reminder or a pointer towards simplicity is if you're staying in the present moment, being with what's here at the moment, it's the word just. Just a thought, just a sensation. For this moment, now, just this. And that can include all the ways which things are complicated. Just a complication. Or if the mind does make or relate to something as a problem, it's just relating as if it's a problem. There's nothing that needs to be outside, or there's the exception to the field of simple awareness. And this is what I said about trusting simple awareness more than anything else. There's plenty of things which you wouldn't think that you trust, or that the mind trusts, but in fact, the mind trusts a lot of neurotic things. It trusts fear more than awareness. It trusts predicting the future more than awareness. It predicts aversion and criticism and judgments more than awareness. So it's a radical thing to begin moving towards a greater trust in awareness. Another kind of taste of how simple it can be is to allow reality to reveal itself to you rather than you trying to discern reality. Let reality reveal itself to you without any concern with anything more than what is most obvious about what's being revealed. You don't have to figure it out or analyze it. Just this, just this. So you have a wonderful day of practice today, and you might, when it seems appropriate, to think of this simplicity thing as being a matter of degree, not all or nothing, and more of a direction and a possibility to open to, and to lean in that direction more than you trust all the mind's insistence that it's actually more complicated. May you have a wonderful day. Thank you.